Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where we assist you in filling your soul and your wallet. This week, I have a fantastic guest to share with you. And before I introduce Marbeth Dunn, I want to let you know that this is a big week. You know, this is the week that up in Canada here, we had our Thanksgiving. That was on Monday. Now, the Canadian Thanksgiving is not as celebrated as Thanksgiving in the United States, but nevertheless, it's still a really fun time to get together with family and friends and to give thanks for what you have in your life and for all the love and joy. And I thought to myself, you know, this is a really fun time to remind ourselves and for my listeners out there of how much we really do have to be thankful for. And that feeling of gratitude that you can send out into the universe, you know, I'm sure you've heard me talk in the past about how feelings from the heart can be felt outside of the body up to 2 kilometers. And gratitude is a feeling that is one of the highest vibrational feelings. And gratitude brings more beautiful things in your life for you to feel grateful for. So that's a really neat thing about the energy of gratitude, that whatever it is you send out, you get more of. And when you send out feelings of gratitude, you get more things to be grateful for. So it's this beautiful circle that comes back around. And I find in my life that when I focus on the energy of gratitude and of being thankful for what I have in my life and who is in my life, that more amazing people show up that I can be grateful for. And Marbeth Dunn, my special guest today, is one of those people who I am incredibly grateful for. We met recently, actually it was just this past summer. We shared the stage on a conference, a wealth creation conference sponsored by Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I met her and her wonderful fiance, Harrison Klein, and I instantly fell in love with both of them. They're amazing human beings, spiritual beings. Like, being in their energy is so magnificent and magical, and I know you're going to feel that when you hear Marbeth speak. It's like I hold on to every word she says. It's just so, her message is so powerful and also really resonates with me. And I'm just delighted that I could introduce you, my wonderful listeners, to Marbeth. And I'm sure a lot of you already know of her work. You know, she's been featured on lots of network television, Fox, NBC, CBS. And she has a regular, steady TV show down in Key West where she generously shares her wisdom and her joy. Marbeth is is known as a joy to abundant strategist, and she's the TV happiness coach. How fun is that? Marbeth has a magnificent, huge mission, and it's to bring joy and happiness to millions of people around the world. Marbeth is an empath and an intuitive, and she can accurately pinpoint the issues that prevent her clients from living the magical, possibility-filled lives that they richly deserve. And Marbeth has developed a really neat and powerful system to facilitate magic and miracles. I mean, we can all use that, right, in our life? And she empowers her clients to release their resistance to success quickly and easily. I love her message because it's simple and clear, and that is, your true identity is joy and love, and when you choose happiness every moment, your life can only expand into the miraculous. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you my dear friend, Marbeth Dunn. Hello, Marbeth.
I'm so grateful to be here with you, Jaden. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your joy and happiness. And, you know, you are one of those really special people that you have this message, and it's part of your branding. You know, last week I had Lisa Mannion on the show, and she's the branding specialist, and she was just awesome. And what I find, one of the things that I really like about you is that you are so genuine, because your branding is very consistent with who you are. And the fact that you are known as the Joy to Abundance Strategist, I love that about you, because like everything about you, you know, your beautiful home that's on the ocean and how it's decorated with your, you know, with your flair in terms of style and color exudes happiness. So I just love, you know, when I come across someone who is absolutely the real deal and embodies their actual message that they share. So thank you for that.
Wow, I have so much to live up to.
Yes, you do. We have high expectations of you, Marbeth.
High expectations. Oh, my gosh. Now what?
All right, so now what? Here we go. Let's dive in, shall we? We only have about 35 minutes today, so let's give our audience everything we possibly can.
Always give you everything we can.
Everything we can. So give, you know, I know your story. It's profound. Share with our audience a little bit about how you came to doing the work that you're currently doing.
I came to doing the work that I'm doing because I was stuck. I was in a place of feeling like I was a victim of my life. I felt powerless. I was sick. I was in a difficult marriage, had terrible asthma, and I just felt like I had no power at all as a woman, as a person. And I was searching so hard. I searched, for years, all different types of modalities. I knew there was going to be something that if I could just figure out what the trigger was that created this for me, then everything would miraculously shift. Well, that wasn't exactly how it happened.
Yes.
No, I discovered A Course in Miracles about 27 years ago, and I was pulled into it. I didn't understand anything I was reading, but I knew that I needed to read it. And as I read it, my vibrational frequency rose, and I was practicing the lessons in the back of the book. There are 365 lessons, then each one for a day of the year. And it's basically a course in mind training. So what I learned was that I had the power to change my thoughts and my perceptions. Who knew?
Mm-hmm.
So as I could change my thoughts and take responsibility for what I was thinking, I relinquished the thoughts of victimhood and stepped into being a co-creator of my life with spirit. It was such a dramatic shift that it began the journey into love, into joy, and into inner bliss, and recognizing that I am a co-creator with spirit, and I can create the life and the business and the wealth and whatever it is that I desire, as long as it's in alignment with who I am and in being integrous with who I am, then it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, that easy.
It is that simple, isn't it? And but, you know, let's go back to that time where, you know, life isn't as beautiful for you as it is now, and you're feeling a bit stuck, because, you know, a lot of people can relate to that. A lot of people are going through really difficult times. You know, I was a speaker on a telesummit last night, and at the end of the call, and thanks, let me put a shout out to Karen and Salma for the Unbounded Potential, and thanks to you for getting me that opportunity. That was really fun. I enjoyed it. And at the end of my talk, they opened the lines up, and I took six or seven phone calls and also through the chat some questions. And every person had the challenge of being stuck. You know, there was a very significant portion of their life that they felt wasn't working. And I took each question as it came, but I'm curious, which reminds me, if you'd like to dial in, this is a live call. You can talk to Marbeth and myself. Marbeth is an empath and intuitive, as I am. And give us a call. We have a toll-free number that works in the States. That number is 877-633-9454. Again, the number is area code 877-633-9454. Or join us on the chat room, which is on my Facebook page. It's called Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. So if you look that up, and you can type in any questions that you have there. And while you're there, please click the like button. I appreciate that. And on this call, there's a bunch of people who call in and had a similar situation. You know, they were stuck. And what is it that you know to be true, Marbeth, because you lived it, you experienced it? You know, what was the one or two things that you did that helped you get unstuck?
It's a matter of shifting your perspective. As Einstein said, and this is such a famous quote, and I almost hesitate to use it, but you can't solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it. You have to look at things from a different perspective. And if you're stuck and you're tunnel visioning on the same issue over and over again, you're not going to solve it. You have to let go. And what I would suggest is breathe. Take some very deep breaths. When people are stressed, they breathe into their upper chest. This is known as clavicular breathing, and it doesn't nourish your body with the life force energy that we need to survive as people and to feel relaxed and in control. So when you breathe deeply into your belly, you're allowing that breath, and if you follow it in your mind's eye as it goes down into your belly, and then follow it back up again as it releases through your nostrils. And just repeat this. You're going to start to relax. And from that perspective, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to do it alone, because we have all these amazing helpers. We have the angels. We have our guides. We have our masters and teachers. And everybody's standing there waiting for you to say, help me see this a different way. Help me see this from a different perspective. And then let it go, because the answer is going to come to you. It may pop into your head later on that day when you're thinking about something else, or if you're out walking and nature is so beneficial. So take that opportunity to ask for a different perspective. You don't have to go it alone, and then you can make a shift.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. Because of free will, we do have to ask for help, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do. We need to ask for help, because they're not going to just butt in with our lives, because this is your life, and you've created the mess all by yourself.
I like that. It's true. Exactly. Like, get out of victimhood, start taking what I call TPR, take personal responsibility, TPR.
And I like that.
when you take personal responsibility, you step into the possibility that changes can happen, right? That you're not, things aren't happening to you, they're happening for you.
Yes. And what the questions do, when you open up and you ask a question, like, how can I see this differently? Or what if things were different? What would that look like? You're opening yourself up to the field of quantum possibilities. And you're just allowing a different possibility to emerge. We're just in one dimension, or we're actually in many, many different dimensions. But when you're stuck in an issue and you're in that tunnel vision and you're in the little hamster wheel, your mind is going round and round and round and you can't figure a way out and it's looming over you, you can actually step into another dimension just by opening yourself up to the possibilities by asking these open-ended questions. They're very powerful.
I love that. Will you give our audience an example of an open-ended question that will invite that assistance to come forward?
I certainly will. One of my favorites is, what if? What if I could wake up this morning and or have my day today, and it's going to be so peaceful, and it's going to flow, and I'm going to have unexpected income? What if I could meet some fabulous new clients today? What if solutions could just pop into my head and I could have an entirely new solution that would be effective and easy? What would that look like?
Well, that is pretty darn simple. I like that. And, that reminds me of when I first discovered, I guess it's about 20 years ago now, that I had this intuitiveness. We all, of course, are intuitive. But some people develop that skill more than others. But what I started to realize was, whenever the question came to my mind, and maybe it's not a question, more of a statement, but I would say, I wonder if. And what I discovered is, by asking that question, I wonder if, what I was actually doing is opening up the thought process that invited my intuitive abilities in, and it started to show me what was going to actually happen. So, for instance, I would say, I wonder if my mom's going to call me today, and then she would call. Or, I wonder if, I'm going to get a new client today. I would get a new client. I wonder if the stock that I had was going to double. It would double. Like, whatever I wondered about, I realized that it was actually giving me a little clue in terms of what was going to happen. Do you find that as well? Do you have like a little system that initiates that intuitive side for you as well?
Yes. I lean into, I can sit down in the morning and think about how I would like things to be, basically co-creating with spirit. And I get into what would feel really good to happen today. I had this happen. It was hilarious. I was in Las Vegas, and I was on my way home, and I had a broken foot.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it would be so, wouldn't it be lovely if I got bumped up to first class today? It would be so nice to sit in the first class section today.
Right.
Well, I went to the gate, and she said, no, sorry, first class is full. So on the plane, we're getting ready to land. I said to the flight attendant, I'm going to need some assistance when we land. And she said, well, you could wait in first class.
Oh, perfect.
And I laughed, but the very next time I flew, I was speaking at the National Institute of Health with Harrison, and we were on our way there, and the flight, we got bumped up to first class.
Oh, that's perfect. So
without asking.
So you put it out there. And that's interesting too, because I often find, too, working with the universe and universal forces, that sometimes it does take a little bit of time, to find you that perfect parking spot or like you say, getting bumped up to first class. It wasn't that exact trip, but it was the very next one. And, there's this element which we have to kind of remind ourselves of, which is time doesn't exist in the spiritual realm, right? It only exists here. We've created it.
That's right.
So do you find that, Marbeth, do you find that when things actually do happen for us that it is maybe not on our time, but it's actually the most perfect time for an event to happen, and it's always, it's like, works out the
magical,
best.
Magical, miraculous. Absolutely, I do find that. And I also find that when you want to create something, it's important not to be attached to an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I wonder if, you're not attached to the outcome. It would be pleasant if it happened, and you would appreciate it if it happened. But if it didn't happen, that's okay too. And that is the ideal situation for creating. When you are attached to an outcome, and I've had this happen so many times with women who want to know, where's my husband? Where's my soulmate? Well, you know, it's letting go that allows them to come in.
Yeah,
I met my fiancé when I was not looking. I had taken myself off all the dating sites, and I was focusing on becoming a Kundalini yoga instructor, and that's exactly when he popped in. So that is really essential.
You know, that's a good point, too, and that relates to everything in life. It can relate to finances, to health, you know, really anything that we want to attract. And it's almost counterintuitive because, you know, often people will say and teach this that, oh, you know, you got to be really focused on what you desire and, you know, always be, you know, this power of prayer. And all of those things work with the understanding that let go of all the expectation. And then I find that when I let go of expectation, it allows for the unfolding of the exact right thing. Do you find that as well in your life?
Exactly. But I also want to, you know, what I've discovered in my process as well, in my growth and transformation, it was the release of the feeling of victimization and as well as releasing all the energy of past hurts and losses and all the limiting beliefs. So it's like you're weeding a garden. You have to have to remove the rocks and the weeds so that you can create the magnificent garden that you would love to enjoy.
I like that, and I concur. I believe that we do have to release the past. So do you have any like specific exercises you'd recommend for releasing the past and to create more joy?
I do. I'm going to share with you what is probably my favorite exercise, and there's different modifications on it, but can I take everybody on a journey?
Please, let's go.
All right. Fasten your seatbelts, because we're going to become bigger than the universe. So sit back, relax, take a couple of very wonderful deep belly breaths. Yeah, just relax. You can lift your shoulders and let them drop. Just sit back and just feel the relaxation just enveloping you in a bubble of love. Just feel yourself being loved and cradled, and imagine, our imaginations are so powerful, that you are growing, that just like Alice in Wonderland, and you've eaten or drunk something that's going to affect your size, that you can grow. And you don't have to grow physically, if that's not comfortable, you could imagine just your awareness expanding, because that's really who we are. And just feel that awareness, or if it feels more comfortable, just imagine your physical body expanding. Imagine it growing until you are bigger than the building that you're in right now. And as you're growing and expanding, you notice that you're now bigger than the state where you are. And you're bigger than your country. It's such a feeling of freedom. Such a feeling of limitlessness to be able to expand and grow and be bigger than the continent. And now you're bigger than the earth and still growing. And you're bigger than the solar system. You can hold the earth in your hand. You've got the earth in your hand and you're still growing. And now you are bigger than the whole solar system and still growing. And now even bigger than the Milky Way. And bigger than our universe. And bigger than all the universes. This is who you are. You are bigger and grander and more magnificent with unlimited peace and unlimited love and unlimited joy. And from this vantage point, if you look at the issues that have been holding you hostage, they're tiny. You're so much grander than they are. And you're so much more powerful than they are, but you have given your power away to them to take it back. Feel the love, feel the joy, feel the peace. This is who you are. You are magnificent. And when you're ready, come back. Bring your awareness back into your body, but it doesn't have to contain you. You can be expanded if it feels good to you. But remember who you are. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Take a couple of deep breaths and open your eyes. Welcome back.
That's nice. Thank you. What a great visualization. What
Thank
I really enjoyed
you.
About that, yeah, definitely. Thank you. What I enjoyed about that was it's almost so simple to do that if someone is, what I felt like was if someone was feeling not as confident or not as worthy or not as powerful as they can be, that is something that they can do almost on the spot within a short period of time to get back into their true essence and remind themselves of their power, you know, of their magnificence and of their expansiveness. And when we do that, I think we really honor our divine connection, don't we?
Yes. Well, we are divine. We're created in the image of our Creator, and that's not an old man sitting in a throne in the sky. We
mm-hmm.
are we are pure awareness. We are pure love. This is the essence of who we are. And we forget that. We've forgotten very often. We forget and we think that we are these bodies and we're limited to the physical realm, but that's definitely not the truth.
Yeah, it's that crazy four-letter word, fear, that gets us off track, isn't it?
I think that's part of it. I definitely think it is. And I definitely know I was in fear for so many years. And it can be such a prison. It can keep you so stuck. But however, we have the key.
We do.
like the song by the Youngbloods, we hold the key to love and fear in our trembling hand.
And we have a choice as to which one to look at, right? Which one to give our attention to and our focus, whether it's love, which seems to be a much higher vibrational word and energy attached to it, which can bring us amazing experiences in life. And then, of course, fear, on the other hand, brings experiences too. I mean, everyone has had an experience that is directly connected to feeling afraid and feeling that fearful energy. And, you know, it's interesting to me, and I'm sure it is in your work too, that people can say that they don't enjoy their feeling of lack of limitation or what comes from fear, but yet they still stay in it. Do you find that too, that people, they're getting something from it?
Well, they are, and it's a feeling of comfort. This is what they know. And mm-hmm. it can be a bit unsettling. I won't use the word fearful, but it can be a bit unsettling to step out beyond your comfort zone. And I
yeah.
would never, whenever I work with people, my motto is safety first. You have to feel safe. However,
yeah.
that's not to say that we can't stretch you.
Yeah, exactly. So, Marbeth, Go ahead. We have a caller who's dialed in. Are you ready for a caller?
I'd love a caller.
Okay, let's see who this is. Hello, caller, you're area code 661. Who is this?
Hello. Hi there. This is Prem.
Hi, Prem. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm glad I caught. I just listened in. I'm like, no, I cannot miss the show.
Wonderful. Yeah, you're connected with us on Facebook. Thanks for that connection. And do you have a question for either Marbeth or myself?
Well, you know, I've just started getting my head around getting myself focused on my career and business, and you know, I wondered if you had any suggestions or on how the best way to go about when you're in the work of healing work. I find that it's, for me anyways, it's been tricky to get it out there and not be side bombarded by, you know, okay, because I make healing bath salts and I want to get it out there, but
mm-hmm.
I'm learning the ropes, and that's why I love listening to your show, Jaden, because you really touch on that subject on when you're doing it on a spiritual side also, to not be overshadowed by, okay, how do I go out and allow myself to get paid and to put it out there?
Right. Well, thank you, Prem. That's a good question, and I'll answer that, and I'd love to get Marbeth's feedback as well. I drew a card from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck, and the card that came up for you was new business. So that's pretty neat. I'll read it to you. It says, universe is paving the way for you so that a new business venture will unfold. At this time, you may be considering changing jobs or starting your own business. No matter which, know that you have a green light to move forward.
Mm.
So I would take that as confirmation that you are moving in the right direction, and your homework associated with that card would be to get really clear about what you desire to experience from that business. Right? So what that means is, you know, who you desire to attract as a client, who you want to spend time with during the day, what kind of conversations do you want to have with people, and, you know, all in all, what experience do you want to have with that business? Because that is the number one thing to manifesting a successful business, is first getting clear about what it is you want to experience. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that does. That helps me hone in on it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Marbeth, do you have feedback?
I do. And what I was picking up when you were talking, Prem, was a hesitancy about money in reference to your business. It's almost as though you love what you're doing, but there seems to be something wrong with getting paid or being paid enough to justify your working. So I would take a look at what you believe about yourself and what are your old beliefs about money. What have you brought with you from your parents? Here's what I would do. This is a really fabulous exercise and will be really beneficial for all the listeners. It's a wonderful way to recognize what are the limiting beliefs that are holding me back from this experience. So do you have a pen and a pad handy?
I just picked up a pad and paper.
Okay. Write down on the pad, mm-hmm. I can't be paid what I deserve because.
Mm-hmm.
And then write down what pops into your head.
Okay.
It's not okay for me to earn money because. Not okay for me to earn great wealth because, and see what pops into your head. Because what pops into your head are your limiting beliefs.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Did that surprise you?
You know, it's amazing the amount of healing work I've done around that. And I've actually gotten to a really good place to where, like, you know, I started saying to the universe and my God self that I'm ready to step into the business, learn how to network and not be shy about it. And then I came across Jaden's show two months ago, and I was so happy. And he touched on, you know, spirituality and being a business owner. And I was like, oh, my God, this is so perfect. This is exactly what I need. And that's helped a lot. And then, but it's interesting when I spoke to you just now and I myself realized, okay, there's still a little bit of a wrestler with not allowing money in for it. And so, yeah.
Well, many, many of us light workers have an issue with allowing money in. If you go to India, all of the holy people there don't ask for money. People mm-hmm. gift them money, but that's a different situation here in the United States. And there seems to be a sense that money is dirty or money isn't good. What were the beliefs that came up for you?
That if I'm doing part of God's work, then I cannot be paid.
Uh-huh. And who made up that rule?
My ancestors.
But you see, that's just a belief.
Yes,
and you can ask to see it a different way. You can choose a different perception if you mm-hmm. just open yourself up to possibilities.
Yeah.
Good feedback, Marbeth. That's wonderful. And Prem, I am going to send you via email files for my Money Healing Meditation Daily Affirmation CD.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's wonderful.
You are welcome. So please go email me through Facebook, send me your email address, and we'll get those files out to you today.
Fantastic. That will be my focus today.
Terrific. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and good
thank
luck with
both.
That new business.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay, Prem,
good luck.
Take care.
Night.
Oh, wonderful. Well, that's fun. You know, it's always fun when people connect with you on Facebook and like your work, right? I know that a lot of people follow your radio show. Now, are you on daily? Is that what I read that your radio show on Law of Attraction Radio Network is daily now, or?
Well, my radio show it's a new show every week, but it's broadcast daily, twice mm-hmm. a day, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern, but it's also available to download, and you can download the app to hear the Law of Attraction radio whenever you want. You can download it to your iPhone or to your Android. And isn't that fabulous?
That is.
And, you know, and there's an app that you can just listen to my shows, which is called Stitcher.com. My show is called A Great Metamorphosis. And I just really love the fact that, you know, it's playing, you know, every day on, like, 35 different networks.
Oh, that's fantastic, Marbeth. And so we just have a couple more minutes. Can you share one other, like, what is your number one tip for helping people move from a state of, you know, where they have difficulty moving forward to actually getting to a place of life is clipping along, you know, life is good, and they're in a state of abundance?
Okay. So to
the million-dollar question.
The million-dollar question. You are the king and the queen of your, or the king and the king or the queen of your realm. You are in control of your happiness and your abundance via your thoughts. And if you recognize, and we didn't really touch into body wisdom, which is something else that I work with quite a bit, to be able to tap into, I know you're very familiar with this, just to be able to notice what the messages are that your body is telling you. It will let you know where you're stuck, so that you can release that. And when you're in that state of joy, that constant state of joy and happiness, that well-being, living your purpose, being of service to others, then you're in that highest vibration, which is going to attract everything that you desire. And again, you're not going to be attached to it, so you're going to be in that I wonder if state. So that, you know, yeah, so it just happens, and it's easy.
Yeah, I like that. It is easy, and it does, when you're connected to that vibration of being of service and that inner knowing of confidence that you deserve the abundance that you receive, and you actually, you know, I find, I'm sure you do too in your practice, that people really need to give themselves permission to have the experience of an abundant life. And whether you're doing whatever you, however you define spiritual work, or, you know, if you're, or you're strictly in corporate America and you don't necessarily refer to that as spiritual work, whatever it is, the reality is we're all spiritual beings. That's a part of who we are. It's our essence. And we deserve to live an abundant life. We're here to be prosperous and abundant on all levels, you know, from our health to our wealth to our joy. And thank you, Marbeth, for sharing the message with my audience today. I hope you come back. And please give our audience where the website where they can find out more about you and your work.
I would love to have you find out more about me and my work. You can go to yourjoyjourney.com and download my free ebook. It's called The 7 Steps to Get Unstuck and Unlock Your Joy. And that's at yourjoyjourney.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Marbeth, for your being so generous with your wisdom and your time. I hope you come back to the show, to the Soul to Profit radio show, and have a fantastic day. I love you.
I love you too, Jaden. This was so much fun.
Great. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it, everyone. Marbeth Dunn, she's so fantastic. She really is a dear, dear friend, and I absolutely love her message of joy and enthusiasm and knowing that you are either the king or the queen of your world, of your domain, that you can make anything happen in life. You just got to make the conscious decision to look more toward the direction of opportunities and in the direction of where you feel drawn toward. You know, our beautiful caller Prem saying that, you know, she recognizes within herself that there's some resistance to an abundant life and an abundant business. And a lot of people have that. That's so common. But just know that resistance can fade away when you start opening up to the questions and the possibilities of what if, you know, what if I have a successful business? What if I have a product or service that people need or want? And when you open up that dialogue with spirit and the universe, great things come. So continue to be aware of your thought process that you bring to your business and to your daily life and how it affects you. Next week, I have another terrific guest. His name is Joel Young. We will be live on the air. Joel is from London. He is the originator of what's called NPA, which is non-personal awareness. He's a visionary leader in the field of human consciousness and a genuine 21st century heretic. With over 16 years experience of healing and teaching internationally, Joel's a dynamo. He's going to come on the show and share some of his best tips and strategies to help you live the most abundant life you can. Everyone, I hope you have a fantastic week. Remember to do those things this week that fill your soul and your wallet, and please visit us on our Facebook page, which is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom. While you're there, click the like button and sign up for my free ebook. It's called Your Destiny Delivered, and it's going to help you discover what you're here to do on a much larger level than you ever thought possible. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
GEICO presents Sharing versus Oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting GEICO.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.